Tales from the Truth is here, a special story from Backwoods Creepy. I used to work on the North Slope of Alaska. Here is one of my stories. I used to work on the North Slope of Alaska in the oil industry. The work we were doing required us to travel far out into the Alaska Petrol Reserve, which is basically just untamed tundra wilderness with hundreds of miles. The oil companies would build these long ice roads in the winter that would lead to the exploration drilling pads. Our job was to go out after they finished the initial drilling and test rock formations for their oil-producing qualities. It was mid-January. The sun hadn't quite come up yet, and when I say the sun hadn't come up yet, I mean in almost a month and a half. Polar nights are intense. The particular well site we were traveling to was about 60 miles west of Alpine, Alaska, deep in the wilderness. Our job took about a week, and we were headed back to camp to finish our hitch and go home. At the beginning and the end of the ice roads, there are guard shacks that have you check in and out for safety. There's no cell reception, and radios work only up to a distance. If you don't check in or out at a set time, they come looking for you to ensure you're not a popsicle. It was about 4 in the morning, not that it mattered in the land of endless night, and we were halfway across the ice road. Travel was slow, as the speed limit on the roads is only 25 miles an hour, when something appeared on the road in our headlights. It was a man, in jeans, sneakers, and a hoodie jacket, walking down an ice road. In the wilderness tundra at 4 a.m., it was negative 20 degrees outside. It's not unusual for the local Inuit people to be out this far hunting. Maybe his snowmobile broke down and he's trying to get back to the guard shack. Seemed plausible. He didn't acknowledge us or our trucks as we rolled up next to him. He just kept shuffling forward. He didn't seem cold. His clothing, while totally not appropriate for this extreme weather, appeared warm and dry. We also noticed he wasn't Inuit, but Caucasian. I rolled down my window and asked if he needed any help and if he was okay. He still didn't acknowledge us and just kept shuffling forward. His face was completely blank, devoid of any thought or emotions. The other guys in my truck suggested that maybe he was in an accident and was in shock. I continued to roll my truck alongside him as he trudged down the road, still trying to get his attention. Even in this extreme cold, I could occasionally get whiffs of a peculiar smell coming off of him. He smelled acidic, if that makes sense. There was just a lot about this guy that made the hairs on the back of my neck stand up. The guy behind me in the truck, crew cab, had enough of all this and he rolled down his window and reached out to grab the guy. He later said he was just going to try and shake him out of his stupor. Before my buddy's hand could reach him, though, this walking popsicle spun around and latched onto my buddy's arm. He glared at my buddy and then at me with this look of pure rage, not removing his hand from his arm. If emotions had a physical temperature, this guy could have melted the entire tundra that night. My buddy groaned in pain as he tried to get free from Mr. Popsicle, and at that moment, this guy started screaming in our faces. There was so much hate and rage and anger in that scream. It was absolutely terrifying. I slammed on the gas and spun out of the ice for a second before the wheels caught and launched us forward. Popsicle Dude still had a hold of my buddy's arm and was trying to pull him out of the truck. He was running alongside the truck while the other guys in the cab held onto my buddy to keep him inside. After several moments, it could have only been seconds at most, my buddy tore free from this guy and we hauled ass off to the guard shack another 30 miles down the road. We checked in with the guards and reported what we had just seen. The guard was looking at us like we were pulling a prank, but policy said they had to check it out regardless. My buddy's arm was sore, and when he pulled back his sleeve, there were noticeable bruises in the shape of a hand around his arm. We filed a report with the guard, and we were told to head back to our camp, and none of us really wanted to talk about what happened, and it was a quiet drive for the rest of the way. We flew home the next day. The next time we saw the guard at the shack, we asked him if they ever saw Mr. Popsicle on his patrol. He told us they searched up and down that ice road for a solid 12-hour shift and saw nothing, not even tracks in the snow leading off to the road. He told us it was a good prank and that he'd get us back for making him waste his shift driving around. But it wasn't a prank. Who would make up a story like that? And who would willingly bruise their arm for a dumb prank? We never got a satisfying answer to what happened that evening, and I wonder about that dude, if he was a dude. The Alaskan tundra is a weird place, and that was just one of the many weird stories from my time up there. I'll work to write down more of my experiences and share them to the appropriate subs.